Yeah, they're very talented up front. I think it starts with a very strong nose. Casey Hampton has been a very good player in this league for a long time. We had guys who can rush on the outside, solid guys in the middle. They tackle well, running the ball. They're a very talented defense.
Aaron, the fact that you guys have worked against a similar scheme, I would think to some extent, since the summer, does make preparation a little easier this season?
Yeah, I think that's been one of the beauties of having a 3-4 to go against the practice. This is our fifth team that plays a similar scheme to what we do on defense as far as alignment. So it's been nice to be able to work against that in practice to get our calls down and figure out some protection schemes that we like against, an odd front where the guards are uncovered. So, they present a different problem. Each team runs a 3-4 a little bit different. And Pittsburgh has two very talented rush guys on the outside. And I think ends who really are very unselfish and play that scheme very well. And the guy in the middle is very tough to move.
Are you as surprised as the rest of us that they've had a 5-game losing streak against some of the weaker teams in the NFL?
Well, I haven't really seen. I've just been watching their defense mostly, but knowing Ben and being friends with him and knowing what kind of guys they got on offense, I'm sure they're disappointed. You hate to lose in this league if you're a competitor, and their backs are against the wall, and I know they're going to give us their best effort, and it's a tough place to play. The weather's going to be cold, and it's going to be important for us to try and keep this roll going.
Does that make them more dangerous? Is the 5-game losing streak?
Well, I mean, once the game starts, it's going to be us against them, who can execute the best and win the game. But I'm sure there's a sense of urgency on that side, but I think we understand what we're playing for as well. We're in the thick of this wild card, and we'll have an opportunity to take a great step forward in this journey this season if we can get a win down there.
Aaron, how much easier is it to be playing for something this time of year than, say, last year?
Well, I think as a competitor, you always feel like you're playing for something or trying to prove something when you step on the field. But it makes coming to work a lot more enjoyable when you're 9-4 and you're in the thick of this playoff hunt and realizing that you don't just have 3 games left to play. And if we can take care of business here, we'll have a second season starting, in January, and anything can happen.
Aaron, do you always look at it as a positive that, you had red zone issues, this team has had not a perfect game, and you've overcome that, and maybe the perfect game is on the horizon? Is that almost a positive?
Well, I mean, you're always trying to improve, and offensively, we realize how good our defense is playing right now. And if we just don't turn the ball over, we feel like we're going to be in a good situation to win, when we're late in the fourth quarter. You look at a game like we played on Sunday, offensively, we didn't do a whole lot. I think that's a game last year we probably would have lost, just the way things are going. But as well as our defense is playing, creating turnovers, and changing momentum. Jeremy with a great punt in the fourth quarter. We covered it well. I mean, those are important games as you look back on the season as far as momentum goes and hopefully, getting this thing into the second season. That's the kind of game you look back on and you're happy that it turned out the way it did.
How tough is their outside blitz to pick up? Are they some of the very best at that? The zone blitz, whether or not the linebacker's going to come or the center?
Well, that's the beauty of the 3-4 is that you don't always know who's coming, where they're coming from. I think Coach LeBeau does a great job. He's done it for a number of years, drawing up schemes for each individual team to try and put them in a difficult situation protection-wise. The 3-4 is all about communication. And if you're trying to stop it, and if you're trying to, if you're running the 3-4, you want to confuse the offense. And I think they do a nice job each week of drawing up schemes and running their blitzes they've run for a number of years, a lot of them, to give us issues up front, communication issues and protection issues. So it's going to be important for us to be on the same page communication-wise. And if we can pick it up, obviously when you got guys like Driver and Jennings, it's going to be my job to get those guys the ball.
Do you look at these guys, defending Super Bowl champs, still defending Super Bowl champs or a sub-500 team, or how do you personally attack these guys in your mindset?
Well, I think you got to look at them as a team that plays with a lot of pride. They have, some veteran leaders. They've won, a number of Super Bowls, more than one. Ben is an elite quarterback. They have a very talented offense. their defense. Like I said, starts with Casey in the middle and two very talented guys off the edge. Very solid linebacking core and a secondary that's been together for a while and played in that system for a long time. So it's a tough challenge for us. We realize they're coming off a number of losses in a row and their backs are against the wall. So we realize the kind of effort that they're going to bring, realizing that they're going to be playing for their playoff lives and we're going to be hopefully trying to play to secure our berth.
How different a team is this without Polamalu?
He's a great player. Well, he's a great player. He's a game changer, but I think you saw him when Clark who didn't play against Denver, and Carter stepped in and had a touchdown and a pick and two picks, I think, and he played great. So I mean, that's the beauty of their defense is they got guys who they can plug in and have picked up the slack when guys have gone down with injuries. So whether he's in there or he's not in there, it's going to be a tough challenge for us. And they run that defensive scheme very well. And Coach LeBeau, I'm sure, is going to drop a very difficult matchup issue for us. And hopefully, we can pick it up and get the ball to our playmakers.